we have another dimension. This is something that the animal part of me doesn't understand. Because when I say me, I imagine this. What do you imagine when you say me? Okay, if you talk about this, what is that?
Flower.
That's a leaf of a flower. By itself, nothing. But that leaf doesn't understand this. That leaf thinks that I am this. It thinks that it's flower, is it? That leaf is not flower. Flower is this. This is how the existence is. We are all together. Now we are sitting here, our ideas is mixing with Rumi. This is how we are. This complication is too much for the animal part of me to understand it. Therefore, I misjudge myself. First of all, who am I? I bring out the PhDs. Am I wrong? Of course, I have PhDs, I have education, I have the history, blah, 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 blah. But these are not me. I got it from you. From outside is in me. My me without you is that animal. Am I that animal? Or there is something else here? This is what the subject, the complicated subject here. This is the explanation. Imagine if you've got another explanation. He's explaining that, listen, because you are a part of this existence, therefore you see everything just like you, isn't it? When you are looking at the human beings, what's happening in their head? You guess, because you think they're just like you. Something similar. It could be just the opposite. The fellow is thinking about something that nobody, no human thing dared to think about yet. Isn't this what Mandela did? In that space, he thought about changing it all. Bringing the apartheid down. How? Was he thinking about himself? That we. Something is out which is a part of me. My animal doesn't understand it. My animal thinks that everything of me is in me. Where is my personality? Which is very important. It's not here. It's not in the body. It's in a cloud. We don't know where it is. This is how complicated it is. You say, listen, you turn around, then stop. Everything is turning around. Is it? No. But you experience it that way. Why? Because your head turned. This is how you see the universe. Whatever is in you, you think that it's always like this. Yes?
And if you are happy, as your friends would desire, this world seems to you like a garden of roses. How many a one has gone as far as Syria and Iraq and seen nothing but unbelief and hypocrisy. And how many a one has gone as far as India and Herat and seen nothing but selling and buying. And how many a one has gone as far as Turkestan and China and seen nothing but deceit and hidden guile. Since he has no object of perception save color and perfume, let him seek all the climes. A cow comes suddenly into Baghdad and passes from this side to that side. Of all pleasures and joys and delights, she will see nothing but the rind of a watermelon. Straw or hay has fallen on the road, suitable to his bovine or asinine disposition.
Exactly. Yeah, so okay, listen, first in the human beings, there are a lot of people who go from here to Calgary and come back, and they don't see anything but the expensive prices of the gadgets that he sees. There are so many people that they go from New York to Delhi just to take some pictures. So, is this really understanding the stuff that you go through? Let me bring it down to a simple example, then you understand. There is a cow that comes from North Vancouver and goes all the way to the American border. What does this cow see or pay attention to? She's nothing. A piece of the skin of watermelon that you could chew. You'll see that around. You'll go. The rest, whatever happens in the city, he doesn't understand because he's not interested in, because it's nothing in him. So we could be like that animal, but
dry on the nail of nature, like strips of meat, his spirit bound with secondary causes does not grow. But the spacious realm where means and causes are torn to shreds is the earth of God, O most honorable sire. It is ever changing like a picture. The spirit beholds in clairvoyance a world anew and anew. Though it is paradise, and the rivers of Eden become ugly when it is congealed in one aspect.
Aha. This is something that there is a trick about it, before the trick. First, you understood what he's saying. The Moses and Pharaoh are arguing. Pharaoh will say, you came here and you mixed everything. And Moses will say, yeah, because the changes are good, and I'm here to make the changes happen. And this is something that you don't understand. Why? Because you are looking at it with a selfish vision. With that selfish vision, whatever doesn't fit yourself is not there. So you will not even understand it. Look at it. This universe, how is it to you? Just if you look at it carefully, every single moment, everything will turn around. This universe will renew itself in all details every single time. Nothing is fixed here. We are in a universe which is moving. Everything is changing. Why? Because everything is based on these working together pairs. Yes, another explanation.
Explaining that every percipient sense of man has different objects of perception too, of which the other senses are ignorant, as every skilled craftsman is unfamiliar with the work of those skilled in other crafts. And its ignorance of that which is not its business does not prove that those objects of perception are non-existent. Although it virtually denies them, yet here in this place we only mean by its denial it's ignorance.
Aha. What is the outcome of ignorance? Denying this stuff. I don't understand that thing. So I'll say it doesn't exist. Just, this is how it is. Because your universe is around you. Yes.
Your perception is the measure of your vision of the world. Your impure senses are the veil of the pure.
Ah, there are these pure people. Their vision is different. What you see is what makes your understanding. How do you understand this universe? By looking around and seeing everything. Say, okay, that all this is your vision. There is something you don't see. There is a curtain. There is a cover. That cover will cover your eyes. You don't see the good vision of Rumi. What is that one? It says, these are the clean people and you have an unclean feeling in you. That unclean feeling doesn't let you see these clean people because you don't understand what the cleaning is. Do you remember? How do you understand something is not clean if you have never seen it clean? You have to see clean, unclean, compare, then resolution. We say, this is the trick. The filthy feeling of you doesn't let you understand this pure, clean feeling that we are talking about. Yes.
Wash your senses for a while with the water of clairvoyance. Know that the garment washing of the Sufis is like this. When you have become purified, the spirit of the pure ones will tear off the veil and attach itself to you. If the whole world
If you change, they could do something. Mm-hmm. This clean stuff they have, let's go and bring you an example. The music. Okay, somebody, some musical fellow, how could he really somehow put it in you? Before that, you have to be cleaned. You have some anti-it. Why? Ignorance. Do you remember when you don't know something, it doesn't exist for you? So that lovely sense of musicality is not in you. What should be done is this. You wash yourself from these judgments of whatever I don't understand it. Doesn't exist. I know it everything, and I know the rules and all that. Clean this up. Then they could give it to you. But you need to be cleaned up first. The problem with your learning is first you. The illusion of knowing it will stop your understanding. That simple. Yes.
If the whole world be light and forms, the eye would be aware of that loveliness. You have shut the eye and are bringing forward the ear, that you may show unto it the locks and face of an adorable beauty. The ear will say, I do not attend to the form. If the form utters a cry, I will listen. I am skilled but in my own art. My art is a word or sound, no more. Hey, nose, come and see this beauteous one. The nose is not fit for this purpose. If there be any musk or rose water, I will smell it. This is my art and science and knowledge. How should I see the face of that silver-calved one? Take heed, do not lay as a task that which cannot be done.
Okay. So as an example, you saw the very simple stuff. You said, close your eyes. Okay? Bring your ear and say, hey, look at this. Your ear will tell you, I'm sorry, I could listen, but I cannot see. Say, okay, you're stupid. My nose, come and see it. To say what? To say, pay attention that the information are coming in you from five different channels, which none of them understand the other one, supposedly. But you understand all of them. How and why, yes?
Again, the crooked sense has not but the crooked perception. Go crookedly into his presence, or go straight as you will. Know for sure that the eye of him who sees double is remote from seeing the unity, O Quadra who aids. You who are a Pharaoh are wholly deceit and hypocrisy. You know no difference between me and yourself. Do not regard me from yourself, O false plain man, that you may not see the single as double.
He said, okay, now, when you're looking at me, what do you see? You're looking at me and you think that I'm like you? You're questioning me and you think we are the same. We are not the same.